Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody! Indictment Eve. Well, he's been indicted, so it's Surrender Eve, I guess, right? Thanks for listening. Here we are broadcasting live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you're listening live or as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, or whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app. However the fuck, oh, thank you ever so much for listening. Woo. The dog is making amazing noises back
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, dog.
Wanting the Kong toy.
Don't take my job.
What else? Twitter. We're still on the shit show of Twitter. We were never verified to begin with, so fuck it. You know.
Can I ask a question? Why, if I go on Twitter and I search Trump and then click photos, it's only pro-Trump memes? Or
because the bots are out in force.
But there's one that's like, if you click Trump, scroll, fuck Joe Biden. What does that have to do with that? I didn't click Biden. I clicked Trump.
You have to look for, like, you know,
God,
Trump jail.
Right. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Trump guilty.
I just thought there would be a mix, at least, you know, in the spirit of fairness, Elon, you fuck.
So join us on Twitter at Crab Diving. You can send us a massage or tweet us.
A massage. That's what Elon likes at like 50,000 feet in his private jet. He makes people massage him.
Well, yeah, alleged.
Massaging before battle.
Wasn't that alleged?
I don't think, yeah, it wasn't that alleged. Well, it was pretty alleged.
Right.
I mean, very like, possibly, because it just kind of happened.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
There's nothing like the old hits, right?
When he says, you know, look at the Greeks.
Yeah.
What kind of warfare, aside from this jacking part, because this is the only part of the Greek warfare I'm familiar with, is what he's talked about, because I don't know anything about, what did the Greeks do that was so popular with warfare? Like, what did they do that was good?
I don't know, there were a lot of them.
I remember people like, or Roman soldiers, you can have Roman soldiers.
Yeah. Helmet?
Yes, the Roman soldier helmet. I don't know shit about the Greeks. Like, how do they fight? Do they fight in togas with spears, or what do they do?
Yeah, probably. They probably had armor.
Why does he bring up the Greeks? He never explains that other than this jacking off.
Because the Greeks were okay with homosexuality.
Oh, okay. What point is he trying to make? Because Greece fell? Yeah, they were okay with Greece.
It's the fall of Rome.
It didn't fall. Greece still exists as a country.
They were massaging each other.
Rome exists as a country. It's called Italy. Greece still exists. It didn't fall.
It does. The Amazon link. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Yay.
Might as well play this.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long. It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
Yeah. You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's
guerrilla fighting. You studied military history. I don't know where that clip is from, who that the Gohmert fillator was. But, oh, yeah. Oh, you studied military history.
Sounds like a friend. Is that his chief of staff?
I studied how they used to fuck
each
other.
Does Louis Gohmert have a chief of staff?
He did, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, as the representative for the first district?
Not anymore.
But he got that. He did have a chief of staff.
I would assume so, yeah.
That is insane to me. That seems crazy. I want to meet that. You're Louis Gohmert's chief of staff. What do you do? What'd you do today? Did you keep him from having a barbecue in his patio in his office?
So, gosh, I wonder what the headlines are. Let's go over to the comic pink liberal.
Trump's arrested.
HuffPo. Big Apple bound. Trump en route to face the music.
I thought he landed already.
I think he did. I think they just probably haven't updated this. Former President Donald Trump boarded his private plane Monday and flew from Florida toward New York ahead of his expected booking and arraignment as the nation's largest city bolstered security and warned potential agitators, quote, it's not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Oh, yes. I'm sure we'll see a lot of agitators in New York City. Sure. Did you see, what was that movie, Saturday Night Fever, with John Travolta? And all his buddies from the Bronx, they were from Queens. You think these guys, John Travolta types from Saturday Night Fever, are gonna come down from Queens, and they're gonna put up with any of these MAGA cunts that they would probably call them cunts, right? They're gonna beat the shit out of these people,
or join them,
right? Well, that's true. I just don't see this as a very welcoming place to the Trump supporter from out of town.
Trump's ground journey from his Mar-a-Lago club to his red, white, and blue Boeing 757 emblazoned with Trump in gold letters was carried live on national television and took him past supporters waving banners. Not that many.
Why?
I mean, there were some near Mar-a-Lago, but they were not lining the streets all the way to the airport.
Why doesn't he just fly first class? I'm sure he would save so much fucking money.
Oh, he doesn't care. That's the point.
Explain the point?
It's performance. It's look how rich I am.
Much. I mean, guys.
It is.
How much do you think it is to fly that fucking jet from Florida to New York? It's got to be like 50 grand.
Even other billionaires are like, you can get a little Gulfstream for
it. Take another plane down there,
so much less.
Fuck.
Oh, he's getting the droolers to pay for it. Are you kidding me? He'll raise $1 million today saying, help me. He did. In fact, the last truth I saw, I'll check it again, but the last time I checked his truth feed, he was doing that he put up that ad that if you're doing poorly, as many are, don't send anything. But
get out your credit cards, you dumb sons of bitches. Trump's coming to Grifton. Oh, get it out. Give it to Big Orange Daddy. You love
it. Here
it
is.
You love it, you stupid fucks.
And in fact,
fucks.
It's the video of him pulling out of Mar-a-Lago today with there may be 100 people there.
Oh, my God.
Waving.
The families of these people need to come get them and put them somewhere and help them.
And I really want to know the organization, because I heard that New York is really quiet.
Meaning?
Like, people in New York are a little concerned, but not that.
No.
They're more concerned about Margie and the people that back her doing a Jenny Thomas and just sending busloads of maggots in.
Right, I can see that.
To really agitate and cause trouble.
I don't know, man. You get enough commuters on their way to the subway, these New Yorkers be like, get the fuck out of my way, you fucking maggots. Don't give a fuck about you. Fuck you.
I think that's what New York is going to sound like.
So he put a video of him leaving leaving Mar-a-Lago, and with that, if you're doing poorly, as so many of you are, God, do not send anything. If you're doing well, which was made possible through the great policies of the Trump administration, yay, send your contribution to... I'm not going to... If you really want to send him money, you can figure out how. We have to take our country and... Wait, take back our country and all caps. Make America great again.
Woo! God.
Oh, right before that, he retruthed. Fucking Viktor Orban is on Truth Social.
He retruthed that guy from Hungary?
Yeah, the Hungarian dictator wannabe. Yeah. And it's a picture of the two of them when Orban visited the White House.
Jeez.
Shaking hands. Ugh. And Orban wrote, "Keep on fighting, Mr. President. We are with you."
Why doesn't anyone say, "Hey, Mr. President, stop doing dumb shit and this won't happen to you"? Why did you try to pay her off? Why
witch hunt. Just... It's a witch hunt.
Hey, well, listen, man. I don't think you would have lost any voters. That's the thing. Nobody cares that you fucked her. None of your people give a shit.
The 3 hours ago, when will they be looking at the Biden documents?
Yay.
Many of which were brought... Oh, that means he's being updated on the documents, too. The document case.
Right. Biden's document case?
No, his own.
Well, I mean, listen.
Because we got news there, too.
Oh, some absolutely.
More news.
You keep your little fucking hands to yourself, you fuck.
When will they be looking at the Biden documents, many of which were brought to Chinatown?
What?
And then sent to Boston. Is this why China paid him and Hunter? Biden had a campaign office in Chinatown somewhere.
In New York?
Somewhere, yeah.
What is
some
that?
Chinatown.
What does that have to do with Chinatown?
Ryan.
Anyone that knows anything about cities.
Don't you know anything?
Lots of cities have ethnic neighborhoods everywhere.
Obviously, the CCP was right there.
God, how big is Chinatown in New York City? I'll tell you. It's fucking humongous.
It's great. Yeah.
It's huge as shit, though. There's lots of things in it, and it's in America. You stupid piles of fuck. Get out of New York. Don't go to New York. Stay in your dumb states.
I understand Stay. Chicago's been cleaning up the Chinatown. Like, there were parts of it that were
shit.
A little on the dicey side.
Right. I don't know.
But then it's going to turn touristy and shit.
It's just like these... Yeah. These maggots. Leave these cities alone. Don't. No way.
Is that why China paid him and Hunter millions of dollars? What about the classified docs lying on the floor of his unsecured garage with the Corvette?
You guys don't tell me. Or his garage is unsecured?
Or at Penn. Or the, get this, 1,850 boxes in Delaware that they refused to give up. I don't know what that means.
What is he screaming about?
I followed the Presidential Records Act. You did not. He didn't. He obstructed. I didn't. Trump-hating prosecutor Jack Smith, a lunatic, should get Biden, all caps.
Listen, what I'm concerned about... that Biden has nice cars, and I don't like the idea of him having an unsecured garage. Is that what he said? This is an unsecured garage. He needs to
on the floor of his unsecured garage with the Corvette.
Why does he have to say unsecured? Why is he fixating on that? It's an unsecured... Whose fucking garage is secured? What would that mean? Does that mean you have a door that's shut?
Well, it probably locked. Well, but just as much as his... closet at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Trump. You have shit strewn all over the place. You're digging through boxes, you little piggy fuck.
The corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it is impossible for me to get a fair trial. It must be changed, exclamation yeah. point.
Like and, them Pampers!
And a Trump-hating judge, hand-selected by Soros-backed DA.
God damn!
He must be changed.
Wait a second.
Also, has the DOJ is working in the DA's office? Unprecedented.
Is that the second Soros mention in this show today by somebody else?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. God, guys.
Oh, this is their go-to now.
It's not fair because these domestic terrorists are going to fuck with him, man.
Even DeSantis mentioned Soros.
God.
with his virtue signaling that he was not going to assist in any extradition, even though there was going to be. And they don't need his help.
Yes.
And yes, he would. He couldn't stop it because that's in the fucking Constitution.
That's right. What are you going to do? Send your election police?
I don't know. He retweeted somebody who said, "God bless America. Protect this man, his family, and all his teams. I'm ready to shut my online system down if they damage our president."
What does that mean? Fuck? I was just about to say, what the fuck does that mean?
And this is nobody. This is at Flustered 877.
Hey.
On Truth.
Hey, motherfucker.
Who has 300 followers.
You and your 300 followers on Truth, you're not shutting this system down.
Oh, here we go. Here's the credentials.
Bring it.
45 years as a paralegal and watching. Oh, I lost it.
Watching?
And watching the deep state very closely.
Hey, watch this deep state.
45 years as a paralegal. You lying sack of shit.
45 years as a paralegal. Then you watch the deep state. What do you do? You just watch them? Why don't you find... Where are they? Where is the deep state?
Everywhere.
He's in my diaper.
Trump wants to change the venue. So, I mean, this might not... He might not even get a trial before the election.
Well, fuck that. Fuck all... What?
Because
the
he's just going to keep...
A fuck.
He's just going to just... One after the other. He's going to file suits. He's going to... First, he wants to change... He gave us two right here. He wants to change the venue. Then he's going to try to sue, saying that the DA is politically attacking him.
Go fuck yourself. I just resolved both of those. Easily.
That's not how it works.
Yes, yes.
And it's going to be what he does all the time.
Where do they go?
Delay.
Does it go to another judge, or do they talk about it in the chambers with this judge?
This judge.
Well, this judge comes in the chambers and they say, "What's going on? You want to change the venue? Suck my fucking dick." Number two.
Now we appeal.
To who?
So now they got to wait to the appellate court. And then the appellate court says, "Fuck you, Trump." And then he's like, "We're going to the full panel of the appellate court." And then they say, "Well, this is state courts." So I don't know how far this would go. So this would go through the state system.
Are you saying
so
this
would
no
be the
hope?
State Supreme Court would then probably have to ring in.
There is no hope then.
And they're going to say, fuck you. And then it's going to go to SCOTUS.
How long does
and
that take?
And then Clarence Thomas is going to say, well, maybe we should look at it. And the other eight are going to say, no.
What are you talking about? You just described what, 2 weeks?
2 years.
Oh, good. Thank you, America. This guy wants to burn the system down. You don't have to.
Delay,
it's burning us down.
Delay.
Meanwhile, Trump gets elected.
He's going to say, look at all these cases I have. I need time.
I don't understand this. It's not like when they caught Ted Bundy, they were like, okay.
Here in Pensacola?
Yeah, that's right. Humble brag. Thank you. You're welcome, by the way. Nobody else could catch Ted Bundy except us. but Ted Bundy was caught, arrested, and didn't tie up the system with appeals and appeals, right?
Probably did. I mean, he was given the death penalty, right? So that probably went on for a while.
Is there anything we can do to fight Donald Trump? Are we just ultimately...
Yeah, vote.
Damn, man.
So there you go. I don't, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be, the streets, to the brim with red hats. I think, and there might be a couple of lunatics.
Oh, well, of course.
Who show up.
Sure.
Some Proud Boys that are probably showing up. What are you going to do? Break them out.
What?
We're going to rescue you, Trump.
I think that the idea of going to support Trump and stuff, I mean, my thought would be, is somebody going to see my face in a picture and do facial recognition and out me on Facebook as a maggot?
Sure.
And then I'm going to lose my job? Because I look like a lunatic saying the Jews are
not
going to replace us?
You're not going to lose your job you're just standing there waving a Trump flag,
but a tiki torch and you're screaming the Jews will not replace us.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's not.
One's more code.
Fuck. Hey, listen, man. I don't know. I don't know how the law works, but all I know, if I have a business and I've managed to not have any crazy radicalized motherfuckers working at it, and then I turn on the TV, I'm like, oh, there's my, you know, comptroller right there. I don't know what kind of business I have. There's my comptroller with a maggot hat on, screaming, you know, kill the globalists. Can I fire him?
Who?
The guy screaming, let's kill the globalists. If I see him in a video doing that, he's my comptroller.
Yeah. If he's saying, let's kill the globalists, yeah.
Or no, what if he's just like Heil Hitlering? Can I still fire
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah. I think Nazi stuff is probably. I don't think that's a protected class.
Oh, okay. Sorry! Sorry, motherfuckers!
Yes.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
I'm sure Ron DeSantis will be working
I'm
on that
so
one.
I'm so woke, I don't like Nazis. Suck my dick.
Donald Trump's legal team
Night!
Is preparing for a New York judge to slap a gag order on the former president.
Hogan!
According to the Daily Mail.
Oh, shit, Trump.
The extraordinary move to potentially silence a candidate for president will likely inflame Trump's supporters as he prepares to fly out of his Florida home.
See, and that's another point. If I'm that judge, I'm like, we're gagging you, bitch. And I'm taking that passport. And I'm taking that motherfucking plane. Listen to this. You gotta take his plane.
The Trump legal team now thinks that the Manhattan judge will take the unprecedented step. So this is them. This news is coming right from them. Let's remind everyone.
Hey assholes, just cancel. Just concentrate on spelling everything right in your filings.
Unprecedented step of silencing. Fucking auto ads just changed the length of the text. Unprecedented step of silencing the presidential front runner with an unconstitutional gag order tomorrow. The Trump legal team is considering adding a First Amendment lawyer. Oh, Rudy's like, I'm available. To the effort to combat this, and we'll fight it all the way.
Oh my God. We just want to get through this. We're not going to get out of this Trump shit, man. It's these Nazis. It's so insidious. Just think about this. Think about a Trump. And this could be a hard thing for people to imagine. Think of Trump as a nasty ass fucking big
STD.
Well, okay, that works. I was going to say tumor, cancer,
okay.
Syphilis tumor, right?
Sure.
It's just going everywhere, but we got to kill it without it killing us. That's tough. What do we do?
We're doing it. We're indicting him.
Do we do what Trump said and drink bleach?
So we'll see. You know, this is take this with a grain of sand because Trumpy is these are from Trump's lawyers trying to
take this with a grain of Adderall.
Trying to gin up,
yeah,
outrage, even more outrage, and again, like Haberman said, Maggie Haberman, they better. They have to have cameras in the courtroom because Trump will lie to his people,
yeah,
about everything that happens in that courtroom and everything that is said without a camera there. And he's going to do it anyway, even with a camera.
Right. I want to see that shit.
But at least there will be a record of his blatant lies.
You know, this fucking country put up with that dickhead through this pandemic and everything was fucking horrible. He just was such a shitty fucking president. The least we can do is see this. They got to have cameras. It's the least they can do for America. Give us that. Jesus. Amen.
So there you go. Trump's legal team thinks he's going to get a gag order.
Ooh, gag this. Gag on it.
Another one. I got that one from Vlad in Helsinki.
Right. It's an insert.
Also in L News.
Nice.
Switching over to the, this is probably the news that prompted the squealing about the documents on Truth.
Yes.
What about Biden in Chinatown?
Oh, right. What about Chinatown? Let's scan these documents for bamboo!
Because the WAPO yesterday came out with a significant article. Justice Department and FBI investigators have amassed fresh evidence pointing to possible obstruction by former President Trump in the investigation into top secret documents found at Mar-a-Lago. The additional evidence comes as investigators have used emails and text messages from a former Trump aide to help understand key moments last year. The new details highlight the degree to which Special Counsel Jack Smith, he hates me, investigation
he might
into the potential mishandling of hundreds of classified national security papers.
Mishandling.
Blah, 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 blah. The emphasis on obstruction marks a key distinction so far between the Mar-a-Lago investigation and separate Justice Department probe into how a much smaller number of classified documents ended up in an insecure office at Biden's, as well as his Delaware home.
That garage was secured. They had it had an electric opener. You couldn't open it without hitting the button.
The Trump investigation is much further along than the Biden one, which began in November and is being overseen by a different special counsel. Biden's lawyers say they have quickly handed over all classified documents found in Biden's possession.
Well, was Biden sifting through the docs with his normally sized hands?
That's the thing. The Smith is trying to determine if Trump or others mishandled national security documents, if there's enough evidence to ask a grand jury to charge him with obstructing. What does it say here?
God,
for what you just said.
What?
The details on that. This aide that the emails and everything they got.
Oh, where the aide like saw.
Yeah, this is a really long.
Dude, so did some aide see this picky little fuck going through boxes of documents with little hands like, ooh, I'm licking. What were you looking for?
So allegedly that after, it was after the subpoena, I guess, for the documents that Trump allegedly ordered some of them, like, to his apartment or to his room or something.
Right.
And was getting ketchup stains on them as he's sorting through them.
He's covered in fish filet. It's St. McDonald McFilets. He's like, oh, my God. What was he looking for, though? What do you think he was looking for?
What he wanted to keep.
I know, but what was it?
Anything he can use on anybody.
Oh, I thought he was looking for something that would be used against him, and he was trying to protect himself.
Oh, no.
Oh, but he's...
He doesn't... That stuff doesn't show up on paper.
Right, right.
He eats it, remember? Or flushes it.
What the fuck was he doing then? Tell me what...
Compromat and stuff he could probably sell to the Saudis and to Vlad.
Dear reporters...
Or give...
Do a fucking FOIA request and get a list of the documents in the fucking box and let's see what they were and we can figure out what he was thumbing through, man. I want to know what the fuck he was looking at.
Emails and texts of Molly Michael, an assistant to the former president who followed him from the White House to Florida before she eventually left that job last year. Her written communications have provided investigators with a detailed understanding of the day-to-day activity at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, Thursday night. I'm on the DJ stand.
Oh my God. You know what happened in that shithole? He got fucking loaded and high on Adderall after DJing. Then him and a couple of Republican Yank buddies, they waddle down to the unsecured presidential headquarters at Mar-a-Lago. And then they just go through all this shit. All his buddies are going through the nuclear secrets.
Well, supposedly he showed stuff to people.
Fuck yes, he does.
These people, prosecutors have collected evidence that Trump ignored requests from multiple advisors to return the documents to the archives over a period of a year, that he asked advisors and lawyers to release false statements claiming he had returned all the documents. Remember, one of those law firms turned around and said and blamed him, saying, hey, he lied to us. He told us that they had complied with everything. So the lawyers aren't going to send investigators to confirm that their client isn't lying.
You know what NARA needs? You know what they need? They need Vincent Vega and the character played by Samuel Jackson to go collect the fucking documents. That's what they need. In Pulp Fiction.
The let's see. God. They also have evidence that Trump sought advice from other lawyers and advisors as to how he could keep the documents.
You can't!
After being told by some on his team he could not.
Is there any lawyer that can tell me how to fucking do this?
They've collected evidence that multiple advisors warned Trump that trying to keep the documents could be legally perilous.
And here we are.
As investigators piece together what happened in May and June of last year, they've been asking witnesses if Trump ever showed classified documents, including maps, to political donors.
Right.
Why are they asking that question if they don't think it happened?
What does he say? Is he like, hey, if you donate $500 to my campaign, I'll give you 10 minutes to thumb through this top secret box.
He's like, hey, do you want to see something? It's super secret.
Is it simple, though? Is he just saying, okay, I don't know what's in any of these top secret boxes, but I'm selling them. How much for this box? And he just sells it. Here, $10 million.
It's like an auction.
Here you go. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's selling. It's going through there.
It's like when you've been on those storage units that are abandoned.
It's
you don't
like,
know what's in there.
Yeah, but you know what, though, dude? That's how we're handling this. We're forgetting. There is, and I'm saying this because it's an important word, so I'm doing the British pronunciation. He had nuclear secrets.
They don't say nuclear.
Well, he had nuclear. He had nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. And no one cares.
British listeners are like, what the fuck talking about?
I want to make sure everybody's paying attention to me. Listen, he had nuclear secrets and no one's talking about it. We don't even talk about that anymore. It's just secret documents. And then we're talking about how he mishandled him. He didn't mishandle him. Mishandle would imply that it was a mistake. He deliberately took the, I'm not a lawyer, but he
probably
stole them.
Mishandled them when he spilled Diet Coke on them and stuff like
but
that.
But he stole them.
Cheeto dust on them.
They aren't his. They're ours. And he took them and he shouldn't have. That means he fucking stole them. Quit saying mishandled. He stole that fucking shit.
Such alleged conduct could demonstrate Trump's habits when it came to classified documents and what may have motivated him to keep the papers. The Post has previously reported that Trump told aides he did not want to return documents and other items from his presidency, which by law are supposed to remain in government custody because he believed they belonged to him.
Holy fucking shit. You know what? You need to fucking send. I know how to get these documents. Don't send the guys from Pulp Fiction. You send a Big Pussy and Paulie to pick it up from The Sopranos. I think that might be better. Give us the fucking documents, you fuck.
So some other interesting thing is that these investigators are asking witnesses if Trump showed particular interest in material related to General Mark Milley. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Like, I don't know. Is Trump trying to get him or is he?
God.
Milley was appointed by Trump, but drew scorn and criticism from Trump and his supporters after a series of revelations in books about Milley's efforts to rein Trump in toward the end of his term. In 2021, Trump repeatedly complained publicly about Milley, calling him an idiot.
God, this secret document shit is getting crazy. They literally need to have someone. If I was Biden right now, I would have a guy from the archives just following my ass around and be like, hey, dude, you just pick up all the shit you're supposed to take and you take it to where it's supposed to go. And don't leave it in my fucking garage again. God.
So it seems to be the major thrust of the investigation has been the question of obstruction and whether Trump sought to deliberately prevent officials from gathering all of the classified materials. Of course,
yeah,
he did.
Let me understand what happened, what's alleged to have happened. He had the box. His lawyer said, you have to return it. And he's like, 1 second. He opens a box and he starts rifling through that shit, looking for what? A list of Macron's mistresses or some shit? I don't know. What the fuck? What interests him? Well, shit like that, right? Lurid shit.
After months of back and forth, Trump agreed in January to turn over 15 boxes of material. When archivists examined the material, they found 184 documents marked classified, including 25 marked top secret.
Oh. Cool.
Scattered throughout the boxes in no particular order.
In no particular motherfucking order. That is who you maggots elected. Shame on you. This guy didn't have enough respect. He was just going to steal this shit. He just doesn't care. He left our national secrets in a box in no particular fucking order. No librarian would do that with a card catalog.
The discovery suggested to authorities that Trump had not turned over all of the classified documents in his possession. In May, a grand jury subpoena demanded the return of classified documents with a wide variety of markings, including a category used for secrets about nuclear weapons.
Cool.
In response to the subpoena, Trump's advisors met with government agents and prosecutors at Mar-a-Lago in early June, handing over a sealed envelope containing another 38 documents.
What the fuck?
Included 17 marked top secret. According to government filings, Trump's representatives claimed at the meeting that a diligent search had been conducted for all classified documents.
Right, I'm going up assholes at this point.
Agents then continued to gather evidence suggesting Trump was not fully complying.
He's lying!
With government requests or subpoena demands, and that his team may have actually misled authorities and possibly held on to sensitive files.
Listen
so,
to who you voted for!
So on August 8th, FBI agents conducted a surprise court-ordered search of Mar-a-Lago, found 103 more documents marked classified.
Oh, yes! How many more?
103, including 18 marked top secret.
What could that mean? What could that mean?
They recovered documents describing highly sensitive U.S. intelligence efforts aimed at China.
Yeah.
One document describing Iran's missile program.
Okay.
And material covering other sensitive topics, including nuclear secrets.
Cool. Oh, I love this article. Way to bury the lead. Including other nuclear motherfucking secrets, which would be, who got them? In no particular order. In no particular fucking order, this shit is just in a box. We should all feel violated and disrespected for that.
Smith's team has been presenting witnesses and evidence for months to a grand jury in Washington. Even a separate grand jury at the same federal courthouse is hearing evidence related in efforts to block the results of the 2020 election, and the state-level prosecutors in New York and Georgia are pressing forward with their criminal case.
Most people give more of a fucking shit about their job than this fuck ever did about being fucking president. There's a guy, and I'm not talking about that racist wacko at the Circle K, but there's another guy at the Circle K. This guy, I know that job fucking sucks, but that guy is nice. He you can see that he has his shit together, and he gives a tiny shit about his job. He hadn't taken forever selling lottery tickets to fucking people, you know? God, Trump didn't care that much about his job. In no particular order. Fuck it.
Join us on the Twitter machine.
God. Could you never do your job like that. In Corporateville, USA, have you ever comported yourself like that? Have you ever told your boss is like, where are the files? They're in that box in no particular order. You've never said that.
Unless I just found it that way.
No particular fucking order. That
Uh-oh,
says
Melania trending.
Oh, yeah. Did she go to New York?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, she likes New York. They hate you.
Yeah, I don't think she likes New York anymore. I don't think there's anywhere she can go in New York that she's not going to get yelled at.
Yeah, dude. You can't go to New York anymore.
She's like, fuck it. I can stay Mar-a-Lago and have spa.
Yeah, yeah. Stay with him. What's his fuck and hang out. Maybe you can get a turn to DJ.
Oh, this was last year. I wonder if this is still going on. That Melania Trump is being investigated for selling tickets to a meet and greet with a portion of the proceeds going to a charity that doesn't appear to exist.
What?
Remember
the
that
fuck?
One? That was last year. Yeah, I remember doing that story. I wonder where that's gone.
You still got to meet her though. It just charity didn't exist, right?
Well, her. She's the charity.
What was it? What was the charity? What was it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
A fake charity.
Yeah, I just saw the headline.
You know what I got? This is totally random, but I got in a conversation with someone last night about
there was a sign language interpreter on television. I said, do you remember that time when Obama went to South Africa and somebody showed up to do sign language interpreting for his speech and they were faking it?
Oh, the guy was faking it. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I remember that. Do you remember that?
Was it South Africa?
I thought it was. That's wild. I wonder what that person's doing now. The interpreter, the fake.
Wasn't he like cognitively disabled or something like that? They figured out like,
oh, I didn't know.
But yeah. Yeah. I think if I'm thinking of the right story,
he should go on to be a sign language interpreter because that's a great story. That's a great story.
Sign language, though. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
he was doing more of a performative dance.
Yeah.
To what Obama was saying.
You fake it until you make it, right?
Think of the deaf people watching. We're like, what the fuck is going on?
No, I mean, how long
is that Australian sign language that we don't understand?
How long do you think it went
South
on?
South African?
It must not have gone on for very long before people were like,
no, he did the
bullshit.
Whole speech, I thought.
No. If a deaf person was watching, they would know right away, right? I mean.
But I thought he did the whole thing. I could be wrong.
Yeah, there he wasn't stopped.
Right. They didn't tackle him and take him down or anything.
Well, and the real story was, geez, the Secret Service should have been on top of that. It's a person posing as a sign language interpreter very close to the president. That's a fuck up.
There's a story.
And he rode the elevator with Obama, that interpreter, right?
Oh, I think that was the thing that they were most horrified about. Jeez. That he got in the elevator with Obama. Anyway. But I don't think that was a... God, this computer is making me insane. I think they were upset that he got... that he was allowed that close.
Yes, of course.
And I didn't realize that he wasn't.
Oh, if I was Obama, I'd be fucking pissed. I was like, hey... you know what? That doesn't happen anymore. I guarantee you people check that shit, right?
here we go. This is Rolling Stone.
Yes.
It says that, that apparently Trump's team, the long knives are out and they don't like Joey Tacopino. Trump hasn't surrendered to authorities yet, but his lawyers are already fighting with themselves, reports the Rolling Stone.
Wow.
Days after Trump's indictment, blah, 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 blah. Some of Trump's lawyers are taking aim at Joe Tacopina, his co-lead defense attorney in the Bragg case. They say, okay, blah, 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 source familiar, another person close to Trump, blah, 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 blah. Yes. Then a number of Trump's other current lawyers have privately described Tacopina as, quote, dumb and a loudmouth.
Well, listen, guys. Listen, they need somebody to come together on that legal team and say, listen, I know Tacopina is a dumb loudmouth. You're a pedophile. This one over here is a scumbag. We're all horrible people, but we're the only lawyers this guy has left on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay's a lawyer. Maybe he should pitch in.
Listen, just so you know, if we can't get Tacopina to work out, we got Lindsay and then Rudy.
Rudy's probably not busy.
Yeah. Well, he can't do lawyers.
Oh, he's doing his podcast.
But he can't be a lawyer because he...
I know, that's right. That's right.
Unless it's a fake trial.
Tacopina is no stranger to made-for-tabloid drama. He has a lengthy track record of repping high-profile clients such as Meek Mill, baseball legend A-Rod, as well as securing hard-to-land wins, but he's also had some equally high-profile flameouts.
Yes.
Including an acrimonious parting with his ex-client, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie fucking Kerik.
Oh, what happened?
That scumbag.
Tacopino?
That is Rudy's buddy.
Why couldn't Tacopino get together with Kerik? Seems like you guys might get along.
In recent days, Tacopina has become more and more familiar face on cable, not always to Trump's benefit. During a recent appearance on Ari Melber's The Beat, Tacopina tried to grab a piece of paper held by the MSNBC host during a heated exchange. Tacopina also defended Trump's denial of paying off porn star Stormy Daniels.
Right.
In a unique way, he insisted the denial wasn't a lie as it wasn't made under oath.
Yes, yes. You know, if I was Trump...
It's not a lie.
How much money?
He didn't swear an oath.
Right. How much money do you think Trump could find enough money to pry Ari Melber away from MSNBC to represent him in this case? Do you think that would ever happen?
No. I don't think Ari has. I think Ari has scruples.
I've listened to all his coverage of this shit.
Plus, I mean, funny. You know, he's not going to get paid.
No.
It's right. Not like Trump's going to pay anybody.
Tacopino. Listen to this shit. This is a former president of the United States. The bestest guy he can do is Joey Tacopino. Joey Taco's on the case. Who are his other lawyers? Are they crazy or what? Are they fuckheads?
Well, there's a litany of them. There's the ones that are on TV are the worst. I think there's a few that are out there that are, you know, a little more behind the scenes. Yeah. Maybe the less crazy ones.
Isn't Eric a lawyer? Can he help his dad?
No, I don't think Eric's
a lawyer. Don Jr.'s a lawyer, right? He went to law school? No. Ivanka's a lawyer. She went to law school? No, okay.
Didn't they get like MBAs or something like that? Not that I'm dissing MBAs.
Right. I wonder if Obama would represent Trump?
Yeah, that'd be great. Dershowitz won't even. Dershowitz goes on TV. Remind us how you kept your underwear on, Dersh.
What is that? That's his.
That's what he said about the massages on Epstein Island that he got.
He kept his underwear
on? He always kept his. Nothing hand toward happening. I always kept my underwear on.
Can we depose them undies?
Ew.
No, thank you.
Also in the news.
Nine!
What do I got here? This is, for a friend across the pond.
Right.
This is some truth being said with a really great accent. We find it great. I don't know.
Yes.
If everyone in Britain will find it great.
Right.
But.
I'm Joe Tacopino.
This is comedian, actor Kathy Burke.
Okay.
With some wisdom.
That gets on my fucking nerves. They're calling you woke if you call out bad things, basically. If you're not racist, you're woke. If you're not homophobic, oh, you're woke. Be woke, kids. Be woke. Be wide awake. And fucking call it out.
There you go.
That's a good fucking
and
point.
Fucking call it out.
You know, that is a good point. Why do you need a label for being a decent fucking person?
Because they
what the fuck?
It's how the messaging, how they diffuse it. It started in the black community, saying being woke meant understanding what's going on.
You're being a person. You're being empathetic and shit.
And then they co-opted the evil Joseph Goebbels of the right,
because
all co-opted and tried to turn the, just like what was it, virtue signaling for a couple
Why
of years
are they better at
was
messaging?
Their term.
Why are they better at that than we are?
Because they're evil and heartless. We don't think like that.
Virtue signaling. Let's break it down. We've done it a million times.
And everything we call them, they really are doing.
Right.
And really are. They're attacking us for wanting to help people, for wanting to give people health care, for wanting women to be treated equally, LGBTQ to be treated equally. Leave the trans people alone, you fucks. Get your religion out of our assholes, you fucks. These are the things we want.
Yeah.
They're all so horrible.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you just let science do some shit, you can take a day off from your fucking bullshit.
Maybe save the planet.
No! Here's a better idea. Stay home, you fucks, especially on election day. Especially on election day, and let the smart people take care of your dumb fucking asses and be happy about it. Go fuck yourself. That's what should happen.
Let me close that story. So, yeah, the Trump circle, they don't like Joey Taco.
Joey Tacopino? Well, who's going to replace Joey Taco? Get in this Scott Baio. You went to law school.
I think that barrel has deep gouges down in the bottom.
Counselor Cameron went to Phoenix University. I'm trying to think who the other right-wing nut job lawyers are that are out there that could help Trump.
What did Guilfoyle say?
She's a lawyer, isn't she?
She's talking about New York. Oh, here you go.
Executorial.
Oh, wait, this is going to be...
She's a lawyer, though, right?
I think so.
There you go. Why doesn't she help Schittler?
I wonder if she's still practicing.
Well,
I mean, she might not have kept her licenses up and everything.
Well, she could help.
When she joined Fox.
But this guy doesn't care about this, John. Right. He doesn't care about it. You know, New York is now the likes of Will Smith, I Am Legend. It's a zombie apocalypse. People are running around. They're afraid to go on the subways, afraid to walk to school or go to work.
It's utterly not true. It's utterly not true. It's a zombie apocalypse.
You want to talk about the zombie apocalypse? Walk around in the middle of the night, let's say here, and then you see some other weird fucker walking down the street and you're like, what's up with that guy? Why does he have a weed whacker? It's 3 a.m.
Do you think my thighs are good? Will you oil these?
It's not scary. The New York subway isn't scary. It's a fucking wonder of the fucking universe.
I mean, parts of it at 3 in the morning might be a little dodgy, but
I'd rather
anywhere,
that.
Anywhere.
I'd rather that than in the middle of the woods in Mississippi.
Oh, that's true.
Looking at some weird fucking hillbilly fuck in the
Legend.
Of the-
it's a zombie apocalypse. People are running around. They're afraid to go on the subways, afraid to walk to school or go to work, get on the buses because it's rampant with crime. It's filthy and disgusting. There's no quality of life. Okay, and this guy just lets a revolving door. He reduces felonies to misdemeanors. He doesn't go after violent criminals. It's a complete disaster. He should be thrown out of office for all of these reasons. He has completely failed.
Oh, damn, okay. Hey, weren't you fucking busted for harassing your assistant or some shit like that, you scumbag?
Fox fired you.
The people that brought us. Who's that guy that's dead as shit?
Ailes.
Roger
Freedom
Ailes.
And liberty and the American dream. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. President Trump believes in you. Your choice is clear. They want to destroy this country and everything that we hold dear. He emancipates and lifts you up, America.
You know, without them taking the music aside, this is some creepy fascist bullshit.
What does he say?
He emancipates and lifts you up. Well, I mean, they've
what does that mean?
Modulate.
He emancipates and lifts you. What does he emancipate?
I don't know. He's like a bra.
But what does it mean?
He lifts and separates.
Emancipate is a verb, means to emancipate.
Free.
He frees me up
and lifts you up.
He frees me.
He's setting you free to send him money.
Don't rape me. Oh, that's right. So I can send the super PAC some cash. Yeah.
So Guilfoyle saying New York City, because of Alvin Bragg and all the Democrats, is like, yay, a zombie apocalypse.
Nice!
Because Alvin Bragg won't arrest anybody. Won't arrest any of the black, any of the criminals.
Oh my God.
Guilfoyle.
Yeah, she's a lawyer. She should help Trump.
I think. But so is Rudy.
Rudy, yeah. Well, Rudy...
He didn't help.
Didn't they already try him out?
Right, and he didn't help.
It's weird to me that he had to do... Like, to get disbarred, how fucking wacky can you be? Because he did something illegal to get disbarred, but that didn't mean he wasn't any less loony. I'm just saying... Why was he practicing law anyway? He seems off his fucking rocker. I don't know that.
He had switched to cybersecurity, right?
Yeah, I think he should switch to cybersecurity. My cybersecurity professionalist is butt dialing a fucking journalist and talking about
probably the only reason
case into their voicemail.
He started that company was to break into Hunter's laptop. And
he
change files.
He believes the shit about Hunter, like Hunter is Dr. Doom.
Well, yeah, and we know there's, you know, some pictures of Hunter sniffing coke out of titties and stuff like that, and dick pics, and okay,
yes.
All right.
Well, he wasn't president, was he?
Well, but where is the proof that he's taking billions of dollars from China and giving it to his dad?
Just call up George Soros and ask him. Has any of these people, they always call out him publicly. They never call up George and say, "Hey, George, it's Donald. And I was just thinking, you know, is it true about all the stuff we say about you?" And George would say, "No, it's not."
Well, really?
And they would say, "Oh my God."
As he has been for 40 years saying that.
George would say, "Shit, I'm sorry. I can't believe we've been saying all this bad shit about you." And they could resolve it.
But there's one reason. He gets to be doubly vilified.
It's like
because they can say George Soros and it means Jew.
Well, it's like they, right. He doesn't even mean a person anymore.
Right.
They've said his name so much.
It's like globalism.
It is insane. These people are fucking maniacs.
This is, we played this guy recently. This is a Pete Santilli.
Hey, Tacopino and Santilli.
Here's one of his recent bullshit.
If the military, whatever few are left that are going to side with the people that
remember, this is the guy with the really good radio voice, but I don't know what he's doing with his setup, but he's so overcompressed and everything. It's just awful.
They're standing there holding candles and banging pots and pans and expressing the will of the people. That you military personnel and you people with guns and badges and law enforcement will succumb to the will of the people. And ultimately, we absolutely demand that the criminals in this country, if you want them held accountable,
Trump.
The criminals are Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Wright.
What an interesting three that he came up with. What do they have in common?
Ooh.
Besides being in the Obama administration, of which there were hundreds and hundreds of people they could have named.
Are you reading race shit into this?
May be suggesting that Barack is black, Eric Holder's black, Rice is black, despite Roseanne saying she didn't realize she was.
Oh, right. Well,
was it Susan Rice? Or was it Valerie Jarrett?
They said Susan Rice just now. Oh, that was Valerie.
It was Valerie Jarrett that she said looked like that Roseanne said looked like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And then when she was called out on it, she famously tweeted, "I didn't know the bitch was black."
You know, Roseanne had this great God, you know, it's like who wouldn't kill for that fucking career of hers? That show.
God, yeah.
What happened to this asshole? What an asshole.
God.
She's probably still getting mailbox money from the Conners, the new show that's still going.
Yeah.
If this at some point she probably worked out some kind of deal.
Well, they don't want to fucking work. You know that What's-His-Face and Laurie Metcalf and all those people don't want to fucking work with her.
Laurie Metcalf, for sure. Don't
fucking work with her. Yeah, theater people. John Goodman's a theater person.
Anyway, this guy wanted, let's finish this. Barack Obama, Eric Holder.
Criminals are Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, all this entire criminal cabal that came about as a result of the murder of John F. Kennedy. The people that perpetrated the murder of John F. Kennedy, rise up to that. Military, join
remember
us.
Remember the music kicks in? He says that they should all be lined up against a wall and executed.
But this guy's shit is all about race, right? He's so concerned about skin color. I can't. Hey, why don't you light your own face then, dude? Throw a light on your face. Why is the wall behind you lit and not your face? What is his problem?
And it's, you know, that RGB purple going on in the background.
You look like you're near the equipment closet at a strip club.
Here he is with some more. Pete Santilli.
Santilli's.
Every single one of you that's wearing a badge and a gun, be forewarned. We the people are rising.
What does that mean? He doesn't like cops?
He's mad that the cops are preparing for the maggots tomorrow.
What are they going to do with all their thin blue line t-shirts then? What of that?
right. It's funny. They're so pro-cop.
Yes.
Until they break the law, and then all of a sudden, it's my freedoms.
But their right-wing nut job, brain jujitsu, is allowing them to compartmentalize, and maybe they don't even feel like they're breaking the law since Trump should, in fact, be president now.
Oh, he is president.
and Biden's a clone.
He's my president.
Leave.
Just you wait till JFK Jr. comes back.
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
Imagine a gun. Be forewarned. We the people are rising. Serve us.
Sooner or later.
Serve us.
What?
It's not sooner or later. It's now.
Fuck you. Fuck
it's you. April 1st, 2023.
And no, I don't know who he's talking. Who is this person he's talking
to? Serve us. Serve my balls on your face, you motherfucker. Serve it. Serve this.
Saturday's Pete Santilli show.
Fuck you, Pete.
He was laying out a plan he said will result in Trump being restored to the White House by the end of the month.
Nine.
His plan. Oh, well, I wonder if he says it here. Well, let's keep listening.
Right.
Here's his plan to get by the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Trump back. This was on April Fool's Day, but I think was
is
maybe
this April
irony.
Fool's?
No.
Is he taking the piss?
Because we played clips of him on other days.
Oh, I see.
It's not by my choice. I'm escalating things. Because they're escalating, taking away my freedom.
What freedoms? Describe to us, you tiny, bald, bitchy little diaper baby. Explain to us the freedoms that have been ripped from you.
They're escalating, taking away my freedoms. Two guys can get married.
They're going to come for my guns.
Where's my little girl going to pee?
When has that happened?
Right. No, it's not happening.
You've got a Supreme Court that's still 5-6 of them.
Yeah.
Have got, might yes. as well have AR barrels up
right.
their assholes.
Yes, these kids
throughout
are getting killed.
Deliberation.
Oh, children are getting killed left and right by these motherfucking guns in this country, and nobody gives a fuck. There's nobody coming for your guns. You're insane. You're out of your fucking mind. Take more.
I wanted to wait till 2024. But no, they want to meddle in my election.
You know what it is? He's got a really heavy gait on his voice. Because when you hear him talk, you can hear that there's also a lot of background noise. In, you know what I mean? In his room.
Right.
So he's got a gait on, which is too heavy, and it silences when he's not talking.
Yeah.
So that it sounds like.
Yeah.
When he's talking.
Why don't you watch a YouTube video, you dumb shit, and figure out how to use your microphone? What about
that? I wanted to wait till 2024. But no, they want to meddle in my election in 2023. Not sooner or later. Now I'm lighting the candle. Will you join me?
No. Fuck you.
This is Ceausescu. He was escorted out.
Oh.
And he was brought by the military, who refused to fire upon the squad on the crowd anymore. And the police stood down. And the military stood down. What you and in the military?
So he's equating... What, Biden to Nikolai Ceausescu?
Yeah, I don't know.
The butcher.
Jeez, man. Sounds like somebody watched some shit on Discovery Channel and now they want to take over the fucking world.
Ceausescu.
God.
Trump is Ceausescu. You guys are the side of Ceausescu.
Right, right.
Santilli.
Trump is not Ceausescu. Trump is a guy who right now is just filling diapers because he's about to be arrested for campaign election bullshit, for trying to pay off Stormy Daniels after that poor woman had to fuck him. Ugh.
They gave me a cavity search.
Oh, boy. Did they?
Yeah.
They found
pulled
some...
out Stephen Miller.
No, they might have pulled out some documents. They should check his asshole. He's eating things, right? He eats documents.
You need to work for us. And protect us. Ceausescu was taken to the concrete wall and executed as a symbol of what I'm talking about. I want to set up a scenario where the military and the police have no choice but to execute Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, through proper process. I'm not in charge of that. I know what I'm in charge of.
Through proper process, of course. I want them executed, but through proper process, of course. We're not animals, after all.
This guy's podcast is crazy. He is this what the big moment that he's winding up to with his broadcast? his proposal?
Yeah, he wants these guys executed. Hillary, at least he's added Hillary now. It's not just going after the black people.
If I was Hillary, I'd be like, wait a second, what am I, chopped liver? And
Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, through proper process, I'm not in charge of that. I know what I'm in charge of, my vote. And I think I share a lot in common with 150 million other people that don't want communism.
Wait.
150 million other.
I'm going to put all these people to death. And I think that's fine because there's a lot of other people that don't want communism.
Right.
Jesus.
Vastly overstating the amount of maggots that want to see Barack Obama lined up against the wall with
Hillary.
How
did this guy, and I'm not saying he's in politics. He's a...
Who, Santilli?
Well, yeah, how did this guy find his way to a microphone?
No,
that is just so unfortunate.
And if we come together and we say that the military and police are to set up a law that requires when you get overthrown by we the people and a constitutional restoration happens, that you should be swiftly brought to a concrete wall. And
oh, but we want the right process. This is
what
the right
process?
You're swiftly brought to a concrete wall.
How do you do the Constitution restoration? Right. Walk me through the process, you dumb pile of shit.
And again, show us on the bear where the Constitution in its current form needs restoring and has touched you.
Where is the Constitution, Bear Diddlejuice? Tell us, Pete.
That you should be swiftly brought to a concrete wall and hold a little hearing and fire away. I hope that you listen to the people.
Hold a little hearing.
We're gonna
they're not barbarians after all.
Looks like somebody's going to the concrete wall.
Oh God, they really have these fab fantasies about just killing everybody.
If you take the politics out of this, I guess. Just think about what they're doing. Let's just say, just think about it. This is pretty dark and sadistic. He wants to drag people to a concrete wall and fire away. That's what he wants.
Come on, let's raise up our heavenly language right now. Come on, louder. The future of this nation depends on you. Your children depend on you.
This is a boy band. This is a Jesus boy band. No, I'm kidding.
Is it a bubble machine?
No. Those are graphics.
Oh, okay.
That's a jumbotron behind them.
Come on, louder. The future of this nation depends on you. Your children depend on you. Though they seek to arrest President Trump, we're declaring now that you arrest the enemy. Arrest the principalities and arrest those who have sought to carry out their agenda against you and President Trump in this hour.
We silence the critics. We silence them.
Hold. This is Hank Kuhnemann's.
I want this.
This is Hank Kuhnemann's ridiculous circus show.
God, I want that set. I wish the government could seize that away from Hank Kuhnemann and give it to my comedy show.
It's a great theater.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful
set.
What
a good stage. That'd be really good for doing plays.
I don't have to change anything. That background's beautiful. I love all that shit.
Look at the sequin pants on dude here. On this one dude, there's another guy who's wearing like a bow tie and maroon pants. He's the one who's doing most of the talking and speaking in tongues on the mic. Hank Kuhnemann, this is his vibe. He is about four steps to the left, stage left, and he is currently fist fucking of an American flag the way that Trump creepily goes up to them and hugs them and strokes them and shit.
Is
Kuhneman's doing that while everybody else is praying in tongues.
I tell you that, and that's they're doing that at theaters in the Thrust. Do you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful.
It looks like an oddly shaped stage, though, but it's really cool.
Yeah. I get rid of all those pews or whatever the fuck they
are.
And
I think the band is on a...
They need two tops in there.
Like a second stage over to the...
...palities and arrest those who have sought to carry out their agenda against you and President Trump in this hour. We silence the critics. We silence those that wish to frame...
So this guy is doing the Thor pose down on his on the ground like he just landed from he's touching the ground. This is the guy with the he's got black pants. First of all, he's got so much bling on, a giant a bracelet with golden diamonds. He's got a watch that looks like it weighs 20 pounds. He's got a bunch of rings, but he's got these pants on that are a grid. It's black with silver sequins, grid all over, checkerboard all over the pants.
He looks like Elvis in that.
And a really shiny, yeah, so he's down on the ground, he's praying to the ground, but he's got his mic, and he's the one who's speaking now.
Okay.
Silence those that wish to frame President Trump. We silence those that wish to lie, and we say, Congress, you stand boldly. We say, pastors, you stand boldly. For one shall become a thousand. More and more shall march around the walls of Jericho. And we say, America, you shall be saved in the name of Jesus. We declare it now.
So.
Oh, man, it's exhausting.
Meanwhile, now on stage.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they've got, like, I can see two cameramen, two different cameramen. We're getting, like a another view. This is their broadcast. So he's got to have a full studio and a full booth with a director.
Right. Oh, that is an operation.
Yeah, yeah.
They must have a sound person, a light person. Because I bet all those mics, they're controlled by on a board.
Because these guys are down on the ground now. And the other one's up like with he's on his knees and he's shababa gooba 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 goobing. There's another one next to him doing the same. Hank Kuhneman is standing off to the side with really weird bright blue shoes on, and he's like doing the standing with his fist up in the air like power.
Yes, yeah. It's called
white power,
Jesus power,
and
Nazi power.
But you can see the one cameraman with a full camera kneeling down, getting the cool close angles of them.
Why is this wasted on this shit? It almost should be. God,
it's very frustrating.
I want all that. Why can't? Oh, I hate that. It's all wasted on this Jesus bullshit. Nobody likes shit. Look at all those people. Those shitty people in there barely enjoying themselves. You see them? They're all just like lollygagging about. Nobody gives a fuck. This is dumb.
And then probably a decent number of them go out in the world and they're shit fuck people.
Oh, of course.
They're greedy. They're nasty. Yes. They're, you know, but they go there. And they drool and they say shiba booba gaba la ba 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 ba, and they're like, oh, I'm cleansed for the week. I can go and be a fucking evil bastard now.
Does the voicing of the tongues, does that allow you more license to sin?
I do. Yes. in reality, yeah, it seems to.
I can go to the glory hole.
That's probably how they started.
Yeah. God is speaking through you, kind of.
I was trying to say the Lord's Prayer with a big honker in my mouth.
This is another new meeting for Palm Sunday.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Holy cow, look at the time fucking flying.
Is Trump in jail yet?
We'll probably have... are we off tomorrow or are we showing tomorrow?
Oh, we're showing tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow's a big day.
Yay!
It's the day Trump shows up! And
nine!
I don't know. Margie's going to be there virtue signaling.
Oh, yes.
All the Trumpettes are going to be there.
Oh.
The lowest of the low.
Right. Even
the
Eric.
Rest of the Craven bitches.
Eric won't be there.
Hide. They're going to slither away.
Is Don Jr. going to be there?
And virtue signal. Did you see Jeb? Excuse me. Jeb?
Who's that?
Jeb.
Jeb Bush.
Even Jeb Bush is jumping on this. He tweeted, "This is clearly political and not real justice
They're
at
pussies.
All or whatever."
Please clap.
Someone is finally, after all this time, someone is finally coming to get this motherfucker, and these Republicans still can't just say he should be arrested because he did something illegal.
Right?
They can't even simply say that, you fucking pussies.
Meanwhile, I've no doubt that behind the scenes, the vast majority of them are dancing for joy and hoping that he gets nailed. And
oh, yes.
They get rid of him because he's toxic.
Why? It's and some of them should be upset to know that their boss just had all these secrets in no particular order in a fucking box. Didn't give a shit.
Oh, this is very exciting. Do you want to jump into Stu Peters Live? Bump over and see what Stu's talking about?
Yeah.
Pam, I believe, and it said, "It's not me they're after, it's you they're after, and I'm the one standing in the way."
I'm the one standing in the way.
Yep. He goes and cooperates with this. He's kind of getting out of the way. It's like he's turning the authority, the legitimate authority, over to an illegitimate body.
Oh, so
Stu, I don't know. I feel like there are hundreds of millions of Americans that would.
I can't stop
I know that
Stu.
There's millions at least.
My God.
Good God, I can't pause Stu.
He never disappoints. That guy.
He's upset that Trump is turning himself in. He's turning over his power.
Yeah, that's what happens, you dumb shit. What do you want him to do? Guns a-blazing?
I guess.
Who do you
think
know
who
this
he's
Trump
talking
is?
To? Peter Navarro. That fraud, that moron.
That's a guy that worked for Trump as his economic advisor or some shit like that. Was
my
also
country
on
and my commander in chief. Because in my case, there's this broader issue here about the sanctity of executive privilege as an important part of the executive decision making process in our republic, and it's a principle that dates back to George Washington. So as Donald Trump says, let's see what happens.
Doesn't Navarro look like he's been working out?
Peter Navarro says something stupid.
So here's Navarro trying to sound less crazy than Stu Peters. Jeez. He's like, well, let's play this out and see what, you know, Trump knows what he's doing. And
Peter
we'll
Navarro looks like a crazy guy in Silicon Valley.
He's got a black t-shirt on.
All that should be non-negotiable 100%.
Well, look, these people, Stu, the problem is these people they're out of control, but they do reveal themselves. You know, when the FBI took me down at an airport, you know, all 145 pounds of me with no previous history of any kind of anything that would warrant that, when the typical response was, hey, call up and report down here. That revealed something very malignant about the FBI. And I wasn't the first Trump person
it's like this victimhood.
I weigh about the same as Peter Navarro.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Well, good. Congratulations. What is he? What are your measurements, Peter? I feel like he could work that into any conversation. What's your BMI index?
So there's a little Stu Peters live drop in. He's live right now, everybody. So obviously we've lost a lot of listeners who jumped over to Stu.
Stu really, you know, he is consistent with his Nazi energy. I mean, I can really feel it.
God, I wonder if it shows how many are watching. It doesn't. That would have been cool.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen a lot yet from any of it.
Navarro's still talking.
But hope
it does.
That they will deliver.
64 viewers live on Twitter.
Very, very
64,000?
On Twitter.
Oh, okay.
64 viewers live.
There might be a lot of other platforms.
You know what? That's
probably
his only platform.
Rumble.
That's the only platform.
No, he's probably on Rumble and Pornhub.
Not live, though.
Oh. You can only stream live to one place?
Usually, a lot of the places frown upon multi-live streaming.
Right.
Well, here's a little more Stu. He's talking.
To put him behind bars. How long until they're coming after you?
Peter Navarro doing aerobics.
And who is going to stand in the way?
What?
We'll be right
more
back.
Of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
Oh, do you want to see what the ads are on Stu Peters?
We are looking at criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, looming depression, and the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar. Oh, what are you going to do?
And the world is flat. Hi.
And the imminent.
I wanted to get in touch with the representation for Kenny Loggins. I just discovered that one of his songs is being played on the Stu Peters show.
Man.
Somebody should let... There's no way Kenny Loggins
doesn't
know. I don't
think Kenny would, yeah.
Kenny Loggins doesn't know.
I would assume Kenny...
Someone tell him. Shelby.
I mean, I guess I'm happy that Stu Peters only has 63 viewers watching right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But should someone... I mean, not to obsess, but... Somebody should tell Kenny Loggins that his music's being used on that stupid fucking show.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much they can do.
Cease and desist. Quit playing my music on your shit program, right?
Also in the news...
How many shitty right-wing nut job podcasts play Danger Zone 2? Right. That movie, that song is not about that. That's from Top Gun, right?
Oh, yeah, they rub themselves to Top Gun. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Did you see this story? This was a couple of days ago.
Yay!
That a apparently some big fentanyl distribution has been broken up. San Jose.
Okay.
And you're going to be shocked. Shocked, I say, Ryan.
Yes.
To learn that Joanne Segovia, 64 years old, charged with unlawfully importing fentanyl.
Right.
Is a 20-year employee of the San Jose Police Officers Association.
Oh, shit. But wait, what is the Police Officers Association?
The union.
Oh, okay.
Which probably was a cop at some point, but maybe not.
That must have made it easier to smuggle the fentanyl.
The president of the San Jose Police Officers Association, Sean Pritchard, said, I was just absolutely taken aback.
Were you?
Shocked. Became saddened. Where am I going to get my fentanyl? Oh, no, I mean, as the days have gone by, I'm at a place where I'm now angry.
Well, whatever. We're going to subpoena them emails, them text messages between you and the Lady Fentanyl and the, old cop union, right?
So she was their executive director.
The executive director is selling fentanyl out of the policemen's union in San Jose, California?
Charged with attempting to import illegal synthetic opioids from overseas, in specifically Valeril fentanyl, which I guess is a fentanyl-like fentanyl. It's not fentanyl-fentanyl, but it's like fentanyl.
Okay. It's fentanyl-adjacent.
The fentanyl analog, they call it here.
Right.
Federal prosecutors say it's part of a scheme to distribute them in the United States.
Damn!
She's been with the union for 20 plus years.
Jeez, how long you been doing this fentanyl?
This Pritchard guy, the president, says, this person has been really known as the grandma of the POA, and it's not the woman that we've known for well over a decade. That's why this is so difficult.
Well, you're not paying attention, obviously.
A woman who has helped fallen officers' families, helped organize fundraisers when officers' children are sick. That's the person we know.
Well, if they're a big-time drug dealer, then that's part of their thing. They don't want you to know that. God!
She used her personal and office computers to order drugs and agreeing to distribute them. Why can't I talk? Them elsewhere in the United States.
Oh, maybe check some fuckers' emails at your place of work every now and then. See who's selling fentanyl out of your policeman union. Good job, dickheads. Right out of your fucking policeman union. Holy fucking shit.
According to the criminal complaint, Homeland Security agents were led to Segovia through an investigation that looked into a network they say ships controlled substances made in India.
Oh, okay.
A network operative's phone was searched, and they found messages that were found to be linked to Segovia in her San Jose address.
Damn, you didn't even cover your tracks that great. How stupid.
They found that between 2015 and 2023, she had over 60 shipments mailed to her home from all countries, from countries all over the world, locations including Hong Kong, Hungary, India, and Singapore. The shipments had labels. Well, this is brutal honesty.
Yes.
Including wedding party favors.
Okay.
That's honest.
Wedding party favors.
Gift makeup. That's not accurate.
Okay.
And chocolate and sweets.
Oh, my God. How disappointing. I would love to get a box. You told me this box has sweets and chocolate in it, and you open it up. What is this shit?
Federal investigators intercepted those shipments and said they found thousands of narcotic pills.
Damn. Shit. Right under your fucking noses. No pun intended, you fucks.
According to the complaint, she continued to order.
Hell yes, she's
controlled substances after being interviewed by federal investigators in February. On March 13th, they seized a parcel addressed to her in Kentucky containing this fentanyl stuff.
Wow.
This one came from China.
Who else was in on it?
And it was declared as a clock.
Right. Sometimes it's a clock. Sometimes it's fentanyl. Who else at the cop union was into it?
Well, the POA says they're conducting a thorough investigation, Ryan.
Oh, good. Let us know how that goes.
He's facing up to 20 years.
Damn, nobody noticed. Doing it to the work email. Hi, I'm sorry. I'm trying to look for someone who's in charge of the fentanyl.
Right.
Yeah, what?
I'm doing an investigation. I'm just seeing if I can order it for the past 7 years.
It's been
a really long investigation.
What's her name who did this? Whatever.
I've already closed it.
It doesn't matter.
Segovia or something.
Where's Segovia? Where is she? Oh, she's just ordering more fentanyl to be shipped to her apartment from Hong Kong. Oh, we all know she does it. We don't give a fuck.
A bombshell drug smuggling accusation against a San Jose Police Officers Association employee.
Fuck. That's crazy.
Bombshell.
That has nothing to do with any of the cops there. We're just going to do an investigation to see if anybody was in on it.
The city's police department has been under public scrutiny for the last few years after a string of officer misconduct allegations. What a shock.
Wow.
Including claims an officer masturbated inside a family's home while he responded to a mental health call. What the fuck?
We really got to train up these officers.
Another officer showed up drunk.
I think
to the baby Brandon kidnapping investigation.
That's better in a way.
What?
See, I mean, I think we can define the jacker.
Here's the story. San Jose police, this is last year, May 13th, 2022. San Jose police officer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. He's now, we have his name, Officer Matthew Dominguez.
Matthew, man, you're crazy.
He was put on leave. That's good. He was accused of masturbating inside a family's home while he responded to a mental health call in late April, which was captured on his body cam.
What the fuck did that look? I'm just having a wank with his body. What was it? Someone's having a mental health event. A cop shows up and starts jacking.
He's turned on, yeah. DA's office described the event as a call that a mentally ill family member was being violent. Officers there to investigate.
It's about to get more interesting.
Oh, there's no more information. Like,
what the fuck? Oh.
How does one...
More information! That's not enough! Hi!
Did he go to the bathroom? Did he stand there and jerk off in front of everybody?
I want to know. He gets a call and they're like, you get one of these mental health calls. Oh, give it to Officer So and So. He gets so turned on he has to yank it when he gets there. He can't help it. That's some questionable behavior. That's weird behavior.
Well, I want more information.
Maybe there's not. I mean, that's it. Got there. He showed up. Mental health event. Jacking off. What do you want? I mean, apologies. The guy gets arrested. You get arrested
officer
for that,
who
right?
Who violates the public's trust will be walked out the door. And that's exactly what he did with one officer who was accused of exposing himself on the job. This is video of San Jose Police Chief Anthony Mata walking Officer Matthew Dominguez out of the police station after the four-year veteran officer was charged with indecent exposure this week.
I think you're in the cops. 4 years you've been in the cops. You're like, today, I got a jacket. To the point where... escort that masturbator out of the police precinct right now. He gets escorted out? Does he have to pack his shit?
Oh, he was also accused the year before of sexually assaulting a woman.
Wait a second. This is second chanceville
for
this
guy. He was
charged
with touching and exposing himself while responding to a domestic disturbance call.
Wait.
He was accused previously of drunkenly groping a woman at a Memorial Day party.
Oh, this guy shouldn't be a cop. You shouldn't be doing
the woman said Dominguez touched her breast and thigh and kept doing so after she told him to stop.
What is this guy's fucking problem? You're a shitty cop and a shitty person. Quit touching people's tits and fucking thighs, you dumb shit.
The California cop who allegedly masturbated during a domestic disturbance incident,
God. Quote,
took interest in the 23-year-old sister of a violent man whom the family had a restraining order against. San Jose officer Matthew Dominguez, 32, allegedly touched himself in front of the woman and her mother inside their home.
Why?
Before exposing himself to the older woman.
Wait, we need a flow chart.
The lewd scene was detailed in an evidence document released by prosecutors, blah, blah, blah. Dominguez and two other cops had responded to a home. The four-year veteran began his investigation by speaking with the sister who told him where he could potentially find her brother. The alleged pervert then took interest in her and continued to interact almost exclusively with her while he sent his partners to go look for the brother. About 40 minutes into the investigation, the woman gave her brother's GPS device to Dominguez in the presence of her mother. The woman then, quote, saw Officer Dominguez unzip his pants, place his hand inside his zipper, and began rubbing. When the mother asked her daughter to get a glass of water, Dominguez followed the daughter into the kitchen, turned around to face the mother, who saw Dominguez's penis outside of his pants, fully exposed.
Is this a cop?
Yeah.
I don't understand what...
Dominguez is placed on administrative leave.
Administrative? Just fire him!
Could face a year in jail. That was last year. I don't
know. They gotta fucking fire him. Administratively, the guy... If what you're describing actually happened, he doesn't need to be on administrative.
What the fuck?
The guy's like jacking off all over the fucking place.
So anyway, this is this woman that got caught with the fentanyl probably helped defend this motherfucker because she was the cop association who defends everybody, even cops that wave their dicks at people.
This policeman union in San Jose.
He pulled a Boebert.
Is lit. Yeah, that's a Boebert.
He pulled a Mr. Boebert, whipped his cock out at people who didn't want to see it.
Oh, my God. God, it's,
Jesus
people
Christ.
People are fucking insane. Lock your fucking doors. The Republicans are out. God, they are the zombie fucking apocalypse. What the fuck? Why would this cop just start? This cop just say, okay, give me your GPS device. This person's going to get a glass of water. I'm going to unzip my pants and start yanking it.
Well, they ended up charging him later. With two misdemeanor sexual battery charges from the previous year allegations.
Okay, I guess.
He was charged with one misdemeanor count of indecent exposure for whipping his dick out.
Sure.
I believe he... Well, this is last July, so a few months after it happened.
Yes.
and he was still on administrative leave, which does that mean he's getting paid or is it unpaid?
Yes. No, administrative leave means you're on leave doing administrative shit rather than copping, because we've decided that maybe you being out in the field with your propensity to start yanking it for whatever reason isn't great. So now you're just going to be at a desk. So somebody at the Xerox machine gets to watch you like come on a ream of paper in an administrative sense. I can't. This is too fucked up. Why is this guy running around jacking off in front of people?
God, his body cam shows him like following that girl around.
God,
the house
how creepy!
While they're looking for her brother, who's allegedly violent, he's like, "Oh, I'll keep an eye on her."
I don't know what to say to any of this. To be fucking careful out there, I guess.
Dominguez is among a growing list of San Jose police officers facing serious misconduct allegations.
Yes!
NBC Bay Area's investigative unit broke the news that a detective from the department was hit with two misdemeanor criminal charges for embezzlement, tampering with a department vehicle.
What? Tampering with a department? Who gives a shit? Quit jacking off. Are you coming on the vehicle?
Oh, he took a car without permission, turned it into his personal ride.
Oh, okay.
He removed the license plates and GPS monitor, filled the car's tank at a nearby gas station.
Then fucked it.
charged it to the city.
This is a shitty cop, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy doesn't need to be a cop.
Other recent department scandals, including an officer accused of showing up drunk. We heard about that one at a kidnapping.
Yeah. What?
An off-duty officer being arrested on DUI. Another officer on leave after allegations that he traded a meth pipe for information. For a source. Listen, give me a name and I'll buy you a new meth pipe.
What information do I... How much info can I get in trade for this meth pipe?
Good God, cops.
What information?
Fuck.
Give me the information. Tell me everything you know, and I'll give you back this meth pipe. I'm not going to give you back the meth. That's what it is. Some meth head, he's like, he needed information from a meth head, and the meth head's like, I'll tell you, but you got to give me back that pipe. Yeah. That's what that is.
I'm really angry with the producers of our show for not finding that story last year when it happened. Of a cop masturbating in front of people.
That's right up our alley.
Show. Yeah.
Wait. What was he doing with the meth pipe again? Trading information. Well,
it's a different guy. But yeah, he traded it for information.
What, is there a hyperlink out to anything?
No, not for that one.
Nothing. No other explanation. Yeah.
I have a feeling we could end up in quite the rabbit hole, it seems like.
I'm trading
over in
a meth
Diego,
pipe for
San
information.
Jose.
I want to know what. I am not satisfied with any of this shit. The fuck, man. These cops, calm down. It's this fucking San Jose Police Union. They shut that shit down. Shut it the fuck down, right? Defund it. Do we need that union? Do we need that group of people advocating for cops? What? Wait. So an actual cop was walking around that union jacking off.
No. These are all separate. The union person was the fentanyl. The cop himself.
But had a relate. But that cop knew that.
No.
They didn't
They
worked together in San Jose.
They're all saying, this is one police department. Yeah, this is all San Jose.
This is one department?
Yeah.
Are they all like this? Do they all have weird shit like this? That's a fair fucking question.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
You mean all police departments? Absolutely.
The fentanyl thing.
Most of them have shit
like
this.
The jacker thing. I mean, that's two weird things, man. In one police department? What's going on here? Oh, we know. The bronze statue. The child rape. That's Pensacola.
Shit. Look at the time. Congratulations, Ryan.
Yes, thank you.
Our governor here in Florida signed... concealed carry without a license, so you can now pack your gun as long as you don't show it to anybody, but you can have that motherfucker with you all times, and you don't have to have any kind of
what paperwork do I need now to own a gun? Do I still have to, when I
you
buy
still have
it
to do the background checks and shit, unless you buy it in a personal sale or you go to one of these gun shows and one of these fake dealers or their dealers pretending not to be pretending to be private sellers,
right?
Get around what they use the gun show loophole, it's called, to sell guns without having to do background checks because I'm a private seller. I'm not a business.
The only reasonable way to spin this in a good way is that this helps the environment because there's less paper associated with guns because we're getting rid of all the paper, that all the licensing and shit. Boy, the dog's losing her shit over there. You know what I mean? Now there's not hardly any paperwork associated with guns.
Nope. Oh, big infraction across the street. Hey.
Come on. Shit, man. Out. She wants to stay out of that.
Out. She's out of her mind. Shelby says, hi, everybody. We've also got in the waning. She's losing her shit for some reason.
People can hear that.
Oh, absolutely. People can hear it.
Because my mic's aimed in that direction.
Let her in a little bit. Come here, buddy.
Quiet.
Shh. Shelby.
Good girl. Don't make me go get you a treat.
Gosh.
I don't have anything for you. Right. I'm going to have to give you praise. Good girl.
Fuck that.
Good girl.
Good girl. She's like, no treat. I'm going to start barking again.
What a sausage.
So, there you go. Let's see what else is going on in the last... In the waning moments of the show.
Nobody cares about Florida. It's like, hi, does anybody notice down here now? You can just, doesn't matter. You can just put a gun in your pocket and walk down the street shooting motherfuckers. Nobody gives a shit. Oh, look at Florida. We're so stupid. Is there anyone that wants to help us? Hello? Please?
In what capacity?
Hey, I don't know.
How are people going to help us?
I don't know. They can tell me. You tell us what. Tell us what can you do to help. How can you help us? You can just shoot people wherever you want here. Doesn't matter.
And there's a bunch of them, bunch of states that are doing that.
God, Obama was sitting there, that inauguration. We all know Trump was coming. And he was just like, whatever. I'll just leave. I'll leave you with Trump. How could he leave us? How could Obama do that to us?
I apologize to my colleagues. I think apologies are important.
Okay, did you ever apologize to Nancy Pelosi about the bullet to her head?
I didn't say that, so I don't need to apologize for words that weren't mine.
Didn't you like it?
Other people also ran my social media. I don't think I did that.
Are you saying that you don't stand by what's on your social media?
Well, of course I stand for what's on my social media, but at times you're not always in control. We have all kinds of people that work on our social media.
So meanwhile, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. The only detail is that the comment about putting a bullet in Nancy's head that she liked on social media, she liked in January 2019. She didn't start running for Congress until June. She didn't have staff running her social media.
Right. Why didn't you do the fucking interview and ask her that follow-up fucking question? Why didn't you do the interview? What the?
Because
so
CBS was busy giving her a long, slow blowjob.
We are so cordial to these fucking Nazis. They ain't nothing to Marjorie Taylor Greene but violence and hate. Leslie Stahl's talking to her like, I don't know, like she's a celeb.
Yeah, the one hard-hitting comment Leslie Stahl made to something horrific Margie said was, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, Leslie Stahl. Gotta have a cup of coffee, too.
Ooh.
Wake
60
up.
Minutes with Marjorie Taylor Greene was down 33% from last week's ratings. It was the second lowest episode the whole season.
Oh, shit, 60 Minutes. Go fuck yourselves. That's what happens when you put a Nazi on your fucking show. You
really?
60 Minutes owes an apology.
I don't understand it. I mean,
they should apologize.
It was complete normalization of this asshole.
I demand that 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl apologize for that bullshit, weak-ass, limp-dick interview of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I demand an apology. Shame.
So that's good news.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is it? Good
that
news?
That the ratings were shit.
Oh, yeah.
For her.
That's what happens. You can't. Leslie Stahl's like, oh, please. I bet this is how it went. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene, please, please, please do the interview. I'll capitulate to anything. Please, please, please. It'll be so good for ratings. And nobody watched.
Meanwhile, do you think the
Do you think the FBI is listening in on Margie's phone calls right now?
Why?
Because she may have given a tour of Congress to insurrectionists in the days before.
Yeah.
Who knows what she's doing in New York? She said she's going to protest.
Dude.
She said she's organizing stuff.
Now, this story is me thinking.
I hope they're keeping an eye on that traitor.
Where is the deep state going to come forward and get Marjorie Taylor Greene for us?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
her getting arrested for something.
I've always thought that, though. But there were lots of Congress people on January 6th, the day before. Tell me when I'm saying something bullshit that's bullshit that had odd behavior leading up to the insurrection on January 6th. Isn't that true? Mm. Weird behavior.
Yeah.
Weird tours of the White House. How did the rioters know to go to one particular window?
It says, breaking news, Trump's lawyers are begging the judge to ban cameras from the courtroom during the arraignment because they're afraid it will create a circus-like atmosphere and contribute to unspecified security concerns. But the truth is likely that Trump thinks the footage will be bad for his campaign.
Oh, yes. I think it will be. Bring forth the circus. We have to have it. I'm sorry.
There have to be cameras.
There must be cameras.
Because he is going to lie.
Yes.
He's going to lie. About
he's
what's
gonna lie.
What's happening, yeah.
In the perception, the maggots. The maggots ain't gonna do shit. I don't give a fuck. Are they in New York right now? Are they readying their bullshit?
I mean, allegedly?
Are they charging the scooters? are they lining the barricades?
Yeah.
At the end of the day or another day.
Oh, here's interesting meme. The Bible Belt is also the divorce belt, the teen pregnancy belt, the obesity belt, the homicide belt, the poverty belt, the smoker's belt, the infant death belt, and the low life expectancy belt.
Yay! Wait, those are all great. Those are all good examples. Congratulations, America.
I'm stealing your meme.
Where's the low life expectancy belt? Excuse me, coffee. Where's that one?
That's here. It's the Bible Belt.
Oh, the whole Bible Belt.
The whole Bible Belt, yeah.
Well, that's rude. Fuck you. How dare you say that? You don't know.
How dare you say the truth?
I got the low life expectancy belt. Fuck off. What, just because I'm in Florida? There's snakes and sharks. Salmonella.
Okay, we talked about DeSantis signing
nine
sealed carry.
Woo.
Without a permit bill. Congratulations, Floridians.
People are worried about these drag queens reading books at libraries, and we got people walking around with no paperwork for guns. Does that mean you can just, whatever the fuck, you just, in your bathrobe, going out to get the paper, you can just drop your piece in the pocket just in case somebody's coming to get you on the way to the mailbox?
Yeah.
Blow in them.
You know all those black people they're scared of, Ryan?
What world do these people live in that they think that they're going to get flanked and they need to take out some motherfuckers? Where do they live? You going to return fire at the Cinnabon?
Oh, God. Jesus H.
Jeebus.
That was painful. Goddamn Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is fucked up today.
I apologize for your position in Parkland, Florida.
Okay, well, I don't know why that audio is completely fucked up, but I'll find a different version of that clip.
Yeah.
But that was Leslie Stahl again.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing. We don't need to play that clip because it's just Leslie Stahl again.
I don't understand this.
Giving a dry hump to Margie. Yeah.
Jeez. As I still know, if somebody if I'm a journalist and somebody says, "Hey Ryan, tomorrow you're gonna interview Marjorie Taylor Greene," I'm like, "Hell yeah, we're going to get this motherfucker."
John Stewart
about.
Would have said that.
Yeah, it's like this is gonna be fun. There's no reason. There is no reason to be nice to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a Nazi. She's a Nazi. Fuck her. Fuck her. You don't have to shake her hand when you see her. In fact, she's a Nazi. You can just give her the middle fucking finger. She can't do shit. Fuck you, Marjorie. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, you don't have to be nice to these people.
Let's see. We've got, God, there's a story over at the Kansas City Star that I read a little bit of, and it's just nauseating. The politics of manhood, how Josh Hawley is capitalizing on a crisis among American men. Oh, you know, he's got this book out titled Manhood.
Oh, yeah, Manhood.
It's all dick pics. No.
Is it really? Look at my shaft. What are you married to, Bobert?
The Republican's book titled Manhood won't be out till May, but he hasn't kept his thoughts to just its pages. He's done a television hit on Fox News about how men need to quit watching porn. He spent an episode talking about his thoughts on raising boys in a lifestyle podcast co-hosted by his wife, Erin.
Oh, yes.
He will be a keynote speaker. Oh, man. At the Stronger Men Conference in Joplin, Missouri in April.
Fire up Grindr. And also, I want to check the web browsers of everyone associated with this, starting with Josh Hawley. Let's see that search history, motherfucker. What do you think I'm going to find? Why is there an adult preoccupied with pornography? Is he a senator or a rep? He's not a senator. He's not.
Senator.
No, he's not.
Senator.
Oh, gross. We got all kinds of problems.
We've got that footage of him running away from the maggots on January 6th, remember? Yes.
He did give
after
them
he gave
fist.
Them the fist beforehand, after he fisted them beforehand.
But then it got weird.
Yeah, then they had to talk afterwards. And
manhood. He told, I'm worried about your man. I'm Josh Hawley, and I'm worried about your manhood. That sounds creepy.
His focus on masculinity has become target for his political opponents, who portray the problem as economic, not cultural. The Democrat running against him for 2024 has adopted a similar male bravado, mocking the senator's stance on porn while talking about how Missourians are being neglected by the elites.
Dear Jesus Christ, if you exist, which I know you don't, but go fuck yourself. Please do this for me. Please find footage of this Josh Hawley sucking off a big dick, please. Please send that to Crab Diving. That has to exist. Anybody this fucking fixated on this shit?
He wants to create revise the tax code to create a marriage bonus, even though there are already advantages for marriage written into the tax code. I think if you have kids, I don't mind tax breaks for kids. Yes. I do mind tax breaks for married people, though, because what the fuck?
Yeah, well, no, we're going to, for any straight fucking you do, you can deduct $100 for any straight fucking, any kids.
We're not breeding stock that you motherfuckers have to.
This is Handmaid's Tale
force
shit.
All of us to procreate.
This is Handmaid's Tale shit, right? Manhood. Make babies. Do Nazi cum. I hate Josh Hawley. He's got a horrible personality. Doesn't it seem like that?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. God, you Republicans are just nasty.
So it's a really long story over at the Kansas City Star. You should go read it. Just about how he's basically 100% wrong in, you know, all these white men that are feeling aggrieved and pissed and everything.
Yeah.
What the causes really are.
Right.
And it's rich fucking people destroying the economy.
Yes.
And destroying blue collar work denigrating blue collar work.
Come on, guys.
Get a better job. You expect to make a living pushing that broom? Yeah. They should make a living pushing that broom.
And then Josh Hawley's got to take time. You're making people read your book on manhood. Shame on you, motherfucker. I sometimes these people with these books. What person in the universe took Josh Hawley aside and said, God, you're brilliant. You should write a novel or whatever this book is. Nobody wants that.
My Wisconsin homies, get out and vote like crazy tomorrow. Just once. We're not Republicans.
Right.
That's the very important Supreme Court election.
Oh shit,
tomorrow, Pat. In Wisconsin.
Jesus Christ.
You
want
to vote for Judge Janet Protasewicz.
Right. That's who you vote for? Okay.
Hi everybody. I'm Judge Janet Protasewicz.
Whoops, wait.
Hi everybody.
Now her volume is really, really low. Good job, Twitter. Thanks, Elon.
God damn it.
Hey, I'm Judge Janet Protasewicz. I'm running for the Wisconsin
Protasewicz. Supreme. It's the emphasis is on
Protasewicz.
Judge Janet Protasewicz. I'm running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Here's what you need to know before the April 4th election. No.
Wisconsin's 2023 state Supreme Court race is really unlike any previous state Supreme Court race in the country. It's already the most expensive judicial election in American history.
Yeah.
Say who
because
the name is.
Because literally women's right to body autonomy is up for vote because
right.
if the lunatic who's running against her who is a has been on the boards of forced birth advocacy groups
that seems insane
he gets on then the they're going to ban abortion in Wisconsin if she gets on ain't going to happen because it'll be 5-4 the other direction
right. Oh my God! Go vote. So fuck.
Please get out.
Protasewicz.
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 There's only two. I mean, it's him and her. So.
This ad is taking forever to say her name.
Oh, we gotta get out of here.
Oh shit! Is it the end of the show already?
Yeah, look at the time. What just the fucking fuck? Flying.
This time tomorrow, Trump's gonna be in jail, arrested.
Well, no, he's not. I mean, he's gonna turn himself in and be booked. We may have, I don't know what time we'll get the mugshot.
Will they seize his plane, yes or no?
back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit on Amazon. We get a little commission because it costs you $5. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Vote in Wisconsin, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.